Okay, welcome back to Spinning Radio and part two of November 17th, Thursday evening. Okay. So yes, ranting about these lovely newly divorced guys I've been meeting. Yes, all I can say is please, just, there's a time and a place. And if you get into a discussion about your ex, and if the discussion actually does come up of, you know, what happened, or whatever, or if you're having a bad day and you've been out on a couple dates with the girl or guy, then, you know, it's more acceptable. But first phone conversation, let's not. First date, let's definitely not monopolize the entire date with the talk of our ex. Just, you know, I'm a tolerant girl. I really am. But wow. Just very, very interesting. It's so funny, though, because you'll come across so many people. And this is where the book that my best friend and I are writing comes into handy. And sorry, not telling you about it yet. You'll have to wait till we finish, if we finish. But, you know, we talk about, you know, life after marriage and after divorce. And there are many people out there who are sticklers for you must stay within your level, basically is how they believe it, you know, without really meaning level. I just couldn't think of a better word. But basically, there are people that if you are just off of your divorce, they will not touch you. If they're a year off, 2 years, whatever, more, they won't touch you. They, you know, they're like, oh, no. And they'll tell you constantly, they'll be like, oh, well, don't worry. Once you get there, now imagine there in quotation marks, because there is this mythical imaginary place called there. And once you are there, you are in the land of milk and honey. Your ex no longer bothers you. They can do no wrong. They can do no harm. It's as if, I don't know, honestly, because you know what? I think it's bull, in all honesty. Your ex, you know, they will always know how to press your buttons. You know, and even for those who don't fight, there will be times where your ex will be frustrating and frustrate you. So, doesn't mean you're still hung up on them. But anyway, so I'm not one of those people. I don't strongly believe in levels, and I believe any people can start a relationship, whether you're just fairly new off your divorce or not. The problem is it always comes down to stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason. And this is the reason why a lot of people who are further off their divorce can't really stand to be out with someone who's that short off their divorce. We're not in the bitterness stage anymore. We could care less what our ex is doing, if they're dating, if they're not dating. Yes, we worry about the effect of the divorce on the kids, but it's more of it's something that happened that you can't stop, you can't change, can't go back. And so it's more of every move we make, you wonder how you're damaging your kids. But you know what? Everyone damages their kids, and everyone doesn't damage their kids, and everyone's afraid of damaging their kids, no matter what the relationship status. So in that respect, you know? But yeah, so I'm just saying. Have I said that enough? I don't know. I have realized I say too many times on these things, so I'm trying not to. My little goal for the next couple ones of these. Wow, I'm almost at 5 minutes again. I will let you guys go. I will stop ranting because I didn't quite have as much to say this time. And I took a quick break in between that you guys didn't notice. But my car needed some gas, so I kind of had to go fill it up just to make sure I actually make it home tonight. Anyway, so have a wonderful evening. Have a wonderful day and weekend if I don't get back to you. Or whatever you're doing with your life right now. I will be back. Spinning Radio. Good night.